Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Haiti's gang violence worsens as the U.S. suspends flights going into the country. And a desperate search for hope and safety introduces a young refugee to a journey of a lifetime in Lebanon. We'll tell you what that's about in just a few moments. But first, Haiti's gang leaders promised trouble in response to the efforts to stop them, and they delivered. The country's security situation has deteriorated even further. AMG International's Brian Dennett tells us.
A Spirit Airlines flight was actually shot at by gangs. They aborted the landing and diverted to the Dominican Republic. There were two other planes also shot at. So this has prompted the suspension of all flights into Haiti for at least the next month.
Which has direct impact on aid shipments. People too. AMG's country director in Haiti was in the U.S. for meetings at this time.
His flight was actually canceled, and so he is now stuck here indefinitely. So please pray for him. Of course, he would love to get back to his family and his team there and is unable to do that.
AMG has had a gospel footprint in Haiti for over 40 years. The work now includes childcare, Christian schools, medical ministries, and leadership training. In the current crisis, ministry expanded to include food and housing programs. However, the churches are overwhelmed.
Pray for our brothers and sisters there. If people are led to support financially, we can get money there and we can purchase supplies locally without having to send them in, you know, which is a big issue now, especially with the lack of flights.
Then, in the midst of a war zone, young people across Palestine are asking serious questions about God and his purposes. In response, Bethlehem Bible College is offering a new education initiative in partnership with Young Life. The training for Young Life youth workers will equip them to better engage with teens and students across the Holy Land today. Reverend Dr. Jack Serra with Bethlehem Bible College.
It's not just one course or two, but just a long-term empowerment of staff and volunteers. These people are working across the churches, the schools. Some of them work with handicapped kids. Some of them work in villages in the northern part of the West Bank. We want to empower a ministry like Young Life that is reaching sometimes beyond just our reach.
Dr. Serra explains that local churches haven't always engaged well with the questions of the younger generation.
If the church is not there to answer, then they're frustrated and sometimes they leave the church sadly.
As these youth workers dive into practical training to reach youth from many backgrounds for Christ, please stand with them in prayer.
Pray that these young people will be empowered, these young leaders will be strengthened in their love again for Jesus.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, Heart for Lebanon reaches many young people year-round through their relational ministries. Camille Melke with Heart for Lebanon told the story of a young Lebanese girl named Rita. Rita had come to them looking for a safe place and fellowship.
Not long ago, she showed up to our church service where we were preparing to do a baptism. And she said, I want to be baptized.
Usually those who are baptized go through a program where they discuss baptism and important beliefs of the Christian faith.
But this young girl felt so led to wanting to be baptized that we had to delay a baptism service. And my team leader and I met with her just to really know how serious she is. And we could see the flickering of her eyes, the excitement in her life, and her desire to really be faithful.
7 months after her baptism, Rita became one of the teachers at Heart for Lebanon's Hope programs during the winter months. And she also became a volunteer for Summer of Hope outreaches.
Today, she's a growing, maturing, young Christian leader serving others through that same message of hope that she had experienced.
Pray for more people in Lebanon like Rita to find their hope in Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.